I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, June 3rd. One person was shot in Brockton yesterday afternoon. Shooting happened in the area of 21 Torrey Street, right near the parking lot of a Wingstop restaurant. Police were called to the area for a report of two people fighting on Belmont Street, but were quickly redirected to Torrey Street for a person who was shot. The victim, a 33-year-old man, was taken to a hospital and being treated for critical injuries. Witnesses say a scooter took off near Belmont Street and police initiated a chase. Officers cordoned off the scene. A bicycle tilted over on its side and an unidentifiable object were seen in the middle of the parking lot. So far, no suspects in connection with that shooting are in custody. Dozens of friends and family members gathered along Central Avenue in Milton yesterday to honor Adriana Suazo at the spot where her body was found on Sunday. Police say they found the body of the 21-year-old in a wooded area next to a house in Milton. They say someone walking by spotted her just before noon on Sunday. Adriana's family wants answers as to how she died and why she ended up in Milton. Her sister says she lived in Boston and would never go there. The Norfolk County District Attorney says there were no obvious signs of trauma to Adriana's body. And at this point, police have not ruled her death suspicious. But Adriana's family believes someone else was involved. State police say if you have any information on where Adriana was over the past week, they'd like to hear from you. The medical examiner is also still investigating her cause of death. The Quincy City Council is considering a measure that would grant a tax break to the Grossman companies for their plan to build 256 apartments along Granite Street in Quincy Center. Mayor Thomas Koch is proposing to add that property to the city's Housing Development Incentive Program, which the state allows for gateway cities. The move would authorize the mayor to negotiate tax exemptions for 20 years for the Grossman development. Opponents at a public hearing last night claimed Grossman should not qualify for the program because they're not planning to build affordable housing. The program was first approved in Quincy in 2017, leading to the development of the Watson mixed-income apartments on East Howard Street in Quincy Point. Another public hearing on the proposal will be held on June 16th. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has arrested nearly 1,500 people as part of an immigration enforcement crackdown in Massachusetts referred to as Operation Patriots. Federal officials announced yesterday at an event that also focused on what they consider sanctuary policies practiced in the Commonwealth. Todd Lyons, acting director of ICE, was joined by Leah Foley, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Massachusetts, and others to discuss the details of ICE operations in the state. Lyons said his agents have arrested 1,461 people throughout the month of May, arrests that include drug traffickers, sex offenders, murderers, child predators, and foreign fugitives. He said the agency's actions have made Massachusetts safer and defended the work, which has come under harsh public scrutiny in recent months. Officials noted that of those 1,461, 790 had what they described as significant criminality, and 277 have been ordered removed by immigration judges. A press release accompanying yesterday's event provided limited details about 14 of the arrests. The examples were all from Central and South America, accused of a range of crimes from murder and rape to assault and drug trafficking. ICE Enforcement and Removal Operations Boston Acting Field Officer Director Patricia Hyde explained that ICE agents are out in the community looking for criminals. However, she said if during those searches they come across someone who's in the country illegally, they will make the arrest. The Department of Homeland Security's recently published list of sanctuary jurisdictions includes 13 of Massachusetts' 14 counties, although Governor Healey has said that Massachusetts is not a sanctuary state. Speaking before the press conference, the governor said ICE should be more transparent about their actions to be consistent with public safety. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow rose 35 points, the NASDAQ is up 128, and the S&P added 24. Stocks in Asia rose after U.S. stock indexes drifted closer to records, while oil prices extended their gains. The dollar was up, the euro down, oil now at $63 a barrel. Sports, the Red Sox lose to the Angels 7-6. They're back at it at Fenway tonight at 7:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny with a high of 79 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, hazy, warm and humid, high of 87. Thursday, hot and humid, the chance of a thunderstorm, high Thursday 91. And chance for afternoon thunderstorms Friday with a high of 85. But the boater waves about a foot, a wind out of the north at 5 knots becoming east later today, and a high tide at 6:36 p.m. Sunrise 5:08, sets at 8:15. Traffic note, Four River Bridge is scheduled to open at noon. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, June 3rd.